So could you explain to the listeners what food security is?
So food security is a broad definition. It's two things. It's people having issues with access to not only nutritious food, but also cultural relations and social access to food as well. So food obviously isn't just about having a mouth to feed, but it also sits on a bedrock of a host of other kind of socioeconomic factors. So people coming from minority backgrounds, for example, like myself, comes from a Middle Eastern background, I'd have more associations with certain Middle Eastern food because it's a representation and a signifier of home and an ideal belonging. So it's that kind of broad range that defines food security in itself.
So what then would be some examples of food insecurity?
So food insecurity as an example, when you look at it in the context of Sydney, so the city of Sydney, the locality, I think it was in 2016, they released a report that showed, even though that the economy is actually growing quite well within the LGA, they released a question to the local residents that sit in the LGA asking them, have you run out of food in the past 12 months? And surprisingly, actually, 8.5%, which is about, I think, 20,000 people in the LGA alone, they've actually reported that, yes, they've run out of food at some point. So that's an example of food insecurity. When you get to a point where your budget is so strict that you have to kind of navigate between opting out for, say, things that are less nutritious, for example, mee goreng or peanut butter on toast, versus other things that are a bit more nutritious for you that tend to be relatively more expensive in this market.
Sure. So what populations are most affected by food insecurity in a big city like Sydney?
So it's a host of factors. It could be down to, for example, obviously the unemployed, disabilities, people that come from various ethnic minority backgrounds. So the Indigenous community, for example, has a higher rate of food insecurity. But what it is that food insecurity, the lack of access to food, tends to be a signifier of a broad range of socioeconomic issues as well. They tend to be associated with housing issues, issues of access to employment, access to within the employment itself, whether you have full-time employment or whether you're struggling with underemployment as well.
So with local governments having certain programs and welfare, you know, supporting those who are in that situation, what other roles does local government play in developing food security?
Well, at the moment in Australia, food insecurity and the way that we're addressing food insecurity isn't really associated on a government level. It tends to be, the responsibility tends to be palmed off to the charitable organisations. So when you think of Food Bank or OzHarvest, what they do is that they address people through emergency provision. The people who have literally run out of food, the charity model tends to take the forefront of the responsibility with that, which is all well and good. But the issue with that is that it doesn't address the underlying complexities of why people are running out of food. So Food Lab Sydney is essentially a social enterprise incubator program. So what it is, it's partnered with the City of Sydney and TAFE New South Wales and the University of Sydney. And the reason why it was born out of the City of Sydney survey that I was speaking about earlier. So when the City of Sydney realized that, oh, hang on, there's actually quite a number of people who are going through food insecurity. What are we doing wrong? And what can we do to best address that? And so that's how Food Lab was born. It's essentially a social entrepreneurial program for people that are coming from either vulnerable or non-vulnerable backgrounds who are wishing to enter the food and hospitality space. And what we do is that we provide them with a three-part program. So the first part is essentially a TAFE certificate, certificate in kitchen and operations. And the second and third part is a tailored social entrepreneurial program entailing to how to open up a restaurant or a cafe or a food truck. But I mean, the point of it is to create a sense of community, a community that enters into the alternative food system that's outside of kind of the realms of Coles and Aldi and Woolworths that tends to encroach on the market. And so the idea isn't to address food insecurity per se as an end, but it's to create a food system that is a bit more sustainable, that's a bit more community-centric. And through that, we can address some of the issues that we're having with food here in Sydney as a producer and supply chain models that we have at the moment.
And I suppose also when you look at, for example, the recent bushfire crisis and how some of the food networks that you've mentioned helped support those in need, it really highlights the difference between permanent lifestyle and financial-driven food insecurity as opposed to emergency food insecurity and the importance of being able to handle both.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, with the bushfire crisis, it's quite interesting. Like, for example, my partner, he's from the South Coast, and he's never been political per se. He's never really read the news or anything. And until it really hit him, it hit his home and it hit his community and relatives, he's become a lot more politicized in terms of, you know, what's happening in the scene, you know, the disenfranchisement that's happening in the South Coast. And it really kind of transcends to kind of the agricultural and the food industry here. So you've got all these hosts of people who either live in Sydney and do have connections down from the South Coast who are invigorated to helping local businesses and local farmers. And by, you know, I even see in my own community, you go down to the farmers markets and carriage works and you see so many more people more engaged and more inclined to look at local producers as opposed to the, you know, the Coles, Aldi corporation.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, Omar, thank you very much for joining us here on Drive on 2SER.
No worries.